Welcome to Top Shelf at the Merrick Library with your host, Carol Ann Tack. Welcome to the latest episode of Top Shelf at Merrick Library. I am your host, Carol Ann Tack. Thanks, as always, for joining me. It is my honor to bring to you, Top Shelf listeners, author Chang Ray Lee. Chang Ray Lee is the author of Native Speaker, which was the winner of the Hemingway Foundation Pen Award for First Fiction. He is also the author of On Such a Full Sea, A Gesture Life, Aloft, and The Surrendered, which was the winner of the Dayton Peace Prize and a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. My Year Abroad is Chang Ray Lee's latest release, which hit shelves on February 2nd. And so without further ado, welcome Chang Ray Lee to Merrick Library's Top Shelf podcast. I am so thrilled and honored to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Caroline. It's great to be here with you.
I'm going to get right into it. This new book, My Year Abroad, what can you tell us about it, your inspiration, all of that?
The original inspiration is the character of Peng Lu, the Chinese businessman that Tiller, the narrator of the novel, latches onto and goes on these crazy travels with and really explores the world with. Even though Tiller is the narrator of the novel, I didn't start with him. I myself was inspired by a friend of mine, and some other friends really are the model for Peng Lu. These are recent immigrants from China and elsewhere, India, actually don't consider themselves hyphenated Americans. They're just sort of global citizens who I met in New Jersey, where I was living at the time, whose charisma, whose entrepreneurial pluck, you know, whose energy for looking for opportunities or commerce and business making was just kind of amazing to me. You know, and these people are not oligarchs, they're not billionaires, they're just small time actors, but with big time ambitions. And more importantly, it was their love of the chase more than their love of money that impressed me. You got the feeling that after their first million or two or three, they would still keep going like crazy, even though it was probably more money than they ever thought they'd make. And that kind of energy really appealed to me. And it reminded me of the energy that my parents' generation had when we first came to this country. We came in the late 60s and we were immigrants and, you know, we had immigrant friends. And it was kind of a sense that, yes, both a nostalgic sense for that kind of ambition that I think us more established people, immigrants or people who lived here a long time, don't have, because we have a safety net. We're grounded. We have that whole network of social and financial and all that. But these people are on their own, but they're not scared. You know, they're fearless. And that really was the inspiration for the book. Now, I ended up writing about Tiller and using Tiller's voice to be the narrator because I asked the second question of myself, which is, why am I so interested in this fellow? And that led me to an idea about someone like Tiller, a young fellow in this case, but someone who was a little bit self-styled as ordinary, not too competent in any area, at least in his view. Someone who's looking for a way to break out, a way to love himself, a way to love the world, and that he just was kind of stuck in first gear, and he's looking for something, anything. And he meets this guy, Peng, and decides, okay, he's my star. I'm going to hook onto him and see where he takes me.
And Tiller is rudderless, right? I'm not sure if Tiller, as a name choice, had something to do with, you know, steering a boat or navigating.
I mean, right.
I'm coming from Long Island, so I know a lot about boats, and that's all I kept thinking about when I read that.
Well, yes, absolutely. His name is not an accident. You know, it's a play on the fact that he is directionless, that he's at the helm, but he doesn't really, you know where to go. And he's looking for a way to navigate all the things in coming up in his life and all the things that have gone on in his life, because he comes with some baggage too.
And he is
I want to say he is only 20, but in my mind, that's still a young person in college, still trying to figure switching their majors multiple times, not knowing what they really want to do. It brought me back it reminded me that, especially the title reminds me, my year of living abroad reminds me of a college essay, right? And both my kids are not that far out of college, but I still suffer a little PTSD from that essay writing experience for both of them. So when I look at him as this 20-year-old, I think of my own kids as 20 years old, obviously very mm-hmm. different experiences. But this not knowing what to do and where to go, and when he meets Pong, I also think it's very interesting that Pong is the first person that came to you, because he is so compelling. And I'm grateful that you give readers Pong's backstory. And I think that is just,
yes,
it's wonderful. And I'm wondering, did you have Pong's story, or did you work that in after you started writing Tiller?
No, I had Pong's story and whole life, not every single detail, of course, but I had the basics of his life and how he came to this country and where he was just before meeting Tiller pretty much worked out. And because I knew that he would be the focus of Tiller's inquiry and curiosity. So just as Tiller's curious, I knew that we would be curious. And so, you need to know those things. In fact, I didn't know much about Tiller until I started writing him. And the more that I sort of got into his voice, again, he's the narrator, the primary narrator of the novel. Pong does narrate a couple sections where he tells us about his life, or tells Tiller about his life. But Tiller was the one that gradually and steadily emerged from the fog of the writer. Every author goes into, I don't know what other authors have told you, Carolyn, but for me, I don't plan out novels too rigorously. I feel like that's it gives you comfort at the start, but it kind of traps you a little bit. Mm-hmm. And part of writing a novel, part of writing any story, I think, is about the moment of discovery, moment to moment to moment, not of great big revelations, but just, little details about the psyche and about the consciousness of this person that we're following around.
And throughout the book, there's so much. Riverhead aptly calls it a sprawling story because there is so much here. Like I said, I read it the first time. I read it once, and now I'm going back and I'm halfway through it again, just because there's just the craving. It's interesting, the craving that I want for more. I want to read more and flesh out more of the story. And there's a line in the book that comes early, and the line is, but at some point we're all extra hungry, aren't we? If not necessarily for grub. And then mm-hmm. I thought to myself, well, look at me. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm looking for more in this book. I've just fallen
yes.
into that. You've actually, right. That's me right there. In I can't say enough about the book. Where can readers find you on social media if they want to see what you're doing, book tours and all of that?
On the Penguin Random House website, because I don't really have one myself. I'm an old school guy.
That's good. We'll take it. okay. I want to also give out a shout to Super Euro Tart Frozen Flavored Yogurt, which is my go-to yogurt, and it's Tiller's as well. So, Chengrui Lee, thank you so much for joining us on Top Shelf at Merrick Library. I really do appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you,
Thanks.
Caroline.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. Remember to follow Top Shelf at Merrick Library on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever you find most podcasts. For the latest and the greatest at the Merrick Library, check out our website at merricklibrary.org. Special thanks, as always, to Merrick Library Director Dan Chusmere, Assistant Director Diane Bondi, and the Merrick Library Board of Directors for getting us off the ground and onto the airwaves. Until the next time, remember to keep us on your top shelf.